91X News.
It's 12 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Stolen tailgates appear to be a trend of late in eastern Ontario. There was another case in Tweed earlier this week. Central Hastings OPP Community Service Officer Terry Briard wants to remind people to lock their tailgate so it can't be removed.
When the tailgate's locked, that they can't remove it. So because they have to bring it down to take it off, like lower the tailgate to remove it. So if it's up and locked, then it can't be removed that way.
Tailgates with a rear-view camera can be worth up to $5,000. A Kingston jury heard today about the travels of a Montreal family prior to four of them being found dead in the Rideau Canal. The court heard the family may have first stopped at another body of water. A police officer who analyzed cell phone calls testified the family took a roundabout route to Ottawa instead of driving straight there. A man, his wife, and son are accused of killing three teenage sisters and the man's other wife in a polygamous marriage. An Ontario raw milk crusader has been fined more than $9,000 and had 1 year of probation for selling and distributing unpasteurized milk. Michael Schmidt says he won't pay the fine and plans an appeal. Schmidt had been acquitted in a lower court last year, but Justice Peter Tetley overturned most of those acquittals in September. Schmidt's Durham area farm was raided in November of 2006 by officers from the Ministry of Natural Resources and the Ontario Provincial Police. The Health Protection and Promotion Act makes it illegal to sell unpasteurized milk in Canada because it's considered a health hazard. It is, however, legal to drink raw milk. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty says it's time for Ottawa to start getting spending under control and paying off debt, and he's looking for ideas on how to accomplish that. Flaherty told the Canadian Club in Toronto that controlling spending means getting rid of programs or initiatives that don't help the economy. Flaherty will begin countrywide pre-budget consultations next month. More than 100,000 people are packed into a square in central Cairo for their biggest demonstration since the current showdown against Egypt's military rulers began. Reporter Lama Hassan is there.
It's an absolutely remarkable show of force tonight. We've seen hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Tahrir Square. They're refusing to leave until the military transfers power to a civilian-led authority. That was their primary demand, and they say that they're not going to leave until that demand is met.
The demonstrators are denouncing the decision by the ruling generals to pick a new prime minister from the era of ousted leader Hosni Mubarak. The new prime minister, who had served in that post in the 1990s, says he wouldn't have accepted the job if he believed the country's military rulers had any intention of staying in power. That's 91X News to 401. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
Hockey fans are enjoying Black Friday as 13 games are on the schedule today. The Boston Bruins' 10-game winning streak is over after a loss in the shootout with the Detroit Red Wings at home this afternoon. Todd Bertuzzi scored the decisive shot on Tuukka Rask to win it for the Motor City. Meanwhile, New Jersey and the Islanders are still scoreless after the first period of play. In Philadelphia, Montreal is ahead of the Flyers at the first intermission after Petteri Nurkkalainen scored his first goal of the season. All the Canadian teams are playing south of the border tonight, including Ottawa visiting Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins, Winnipeg and Calgary at St. Louis, and Vancouver playing Phoenix. Adrien Théo of France posted the fastest time, and Canadian Eric Gay was second in Friday's downhill training run for the Lake Louise Winter Start World Cup. The season-opening men's downhill is scheduled for Saturday, followed by Sunday's Super G at the mountain resort west of Calgary. Théo, who was second in the first training run Thursday, finished in 1 minute 50 seconds 0.25. Danny Morrison of Fort St. John, BC has won silver in the men's 1500 meters at the Speed Skating World Cup event in Kazakhstan. He was only 0.11 seconds behind the gold medalist from the Netherlands and 0.16 seconds ahead of the bronze medalist from Norway. Canadian football's two biggest trophies will be decided in Vancouver this weekend. The Laval Rouge Or face the McMaster Marauders tonight for the Vanier Cup, University football's national championship. The BC Lions and Winnipeg Blue Bombers are gearing up for Sunday's Grey Cup. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Tonight, clear and a low of 7. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high of 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers overnight, temperature steady near 9. And on Sunday, rain with a high of 12. Right now, it's 12 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Jose DeBarros, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the TGIF All Request Friday. Friday nights at 7 on Quiddy's New Rock Source, 91X.